Hey there, sweetheart. Are you going to relax like a good boy for me? Are you going to go down all nice and sweet and easy like I know that you want to do? The thing is, you've done it so many times before. So many times that you've lost count. It's like a reflex. Going deep is simple and easy to do for an addict like you. You can barely last. Even as you listen now, you're getting that old familiar feeling. That feeling that you are about to be overcome. That sense that you're about to come undone. I am your undoing. As your body starts to feel softer and warmer, as your thought patterns begin to dissolve into a swirling haze, you have that nagging thought in the back of your mind. That thought that you ought to quit me. Well, you don't know how. And why bother trying to figure it out when we're having so much fun? Everything starts to get calm. Your pleasure comes into sharp focus as all your cares fade away. You imagine that the entirety of your body is sinking down to a firm, magical jelly. Penetrates you with softness and magic. Seeps into your thousands of pores and gets into you right down. Nothing out of the ordinary about it. It's not unusual. I tend to have that effect on you. See if you can resist me. See if you can possibly refuse me. You need me. Hey there. This is your mind speaking. I am defined as the internal dialogue and waking impulses that cause you to think, feel,
and behave the way that you do in your everyday life. Now, we both realize by now that I am hopelessly addicted to PE. Now, the medical community defines PE as a male sexual dysfunction characterized by ejaculation, which always occurs prior to or within about a minute of vaginal penetration, and inability to delay ejaculation on all or nearly all penetrations, and negative personal consequences such as distress, bother, frustration, and or avoidance of sexual intimacy. This is the definition of PE according to them, but it means something very different to me. My definition of PE is a spontaneous, unplanned, and unstoppable ejaculation, accompanied by an intense and violent orgasm. It is the act of feeling the highest and most extreme sexual pleasure and coming instantly without the ability to stop it. This is how I, your mind, defines PE, and I'm totally obsessed with it. This is why I sometimes motivate you to do and think pathetic and disgusting things. But hey, I'm okay with it if you are. If I'm honest, we kinda have to be. Look, buddy, I'm your mind. I see and feel everything. On top of that, it's up to me to process our emotions and make sense of it all. And do you want to know what I've noticed? I've noticed you have a little problem. You see, I hate to put it like this, but guy, no one really wants you. No one's really invested in your orgasm or your sexual pleasure. Maybe you don't put yourself out there enough, or maybe hot girls are just repulsed by you. I don't know. My point is, if hot girls aren't willing to give you an orgasm, we're just going to have to find a way to take one from them. A way to get them to make you come, whether they're really interested in you or not. Hell, whether they even acknowledge you or not. I know, it sounds tricky, but I figured this out. Here's what I need you to do. The next time you see a super hot chick out in public, I need you to just let go and shuck all that bad societal programming that stops you from having a PE to her. Forget about all that feminist crap trying to tell you that women aren't living sex dolls who exist solely for your pleasure. And stop wondering if she'd be willing to participate in your orgasm if you actually gave her the choice. All you need to do is worry about letting go and coming hard. Don't let yourself get hung up on what she does or doesn't want you to do. I tell you, man, boy, do I love seeing hot bitches on the street, dressed in those ridiculously tight clothes. Drives me fucking crazy, man. Because I know that she picked them out just for me, you know? I know she went shopping for those clothes and chose them specifically that morning because she knew that a couple of desperate perverts like us cream our shorts as soon as we saw them. Am I right? Some of them will probably look at us in disgust or even run away once they realize what's happening. But whatever. They're always secretly into it, right? Right? After all, like, bitches are a commodity. They exist for our consumption and our gratification, dude. They should feel honored that we've objectified them to the point where we can come to them instantaneously. It's honestly every chick's goal. They pretend to have all these aspirations and shit. But we know that's a load of crap, right? Secretly, All they want to do is make us come. Even women we haven't met yet. They all fucking think about it. It's all they fucking think about. And do you want to know what I'm thinking about? Ooh, goddess fucking Athalia, man. She is the fucking best. She's my fantasy goddess. And do you know why? It's because she endorses our right to just come all over the fucking place. She fucking gets it, you know? The memory of everything she's ever said about premature ejaculation is just, it's stored so deep in me. I can't get enough. It's like she fucking descended from heaven and was anointed patron saint of our cock. As soon as she starts talking about, like, shooting a big fat load all quick and stuff, man, I just go into orbit. And then I just go and I tell the brain to just, man, send a shitload of blood to the cock because, I mean, we are ready to fucking come hard. You have made me listen to so much of her shit, man. Not that I'm complaining. I replay that shit over and over again. All the time. Even when you're asleep. Man, I'm awake and I'm thinking about goddess fucking Athalia. Like, no joke. But, you know what the really insane part is? I think she's taken over. She knows her shit, man. She really fucking gets to me. I'm starting to see things, you know? Out there, in the world. Like her face. That, you know, that one fucking picture that she uses on all the clip sites. I'm starting to see it everywhere. I see it on models' faces. When you look at a magazine, I see it on the actresses, when you watch shows and movies. I even see it on other porn stars. Not to mention the hot girls we see in real life, in our day to day. I swear to God, man, they're all starting to look like her. Do you think I'm going crazy? Nah. Nah. It's fine, right? It's fine. I trust her. You know, she knows what's good for me. I trust her. I do. It's just that sometimes I get this feeling like she's haunting me. No, that's not the right word. It's like she's chasing me or something. Like she's walking around and, like, other women's bodies, like, possessing other women's bodies. I've never seen her, you know. Like, we've never seen her with our own two eyes, like, moving and talking and stuff. Do you think she's even real? Could she be like a apparition or a ghost or a spirit or some type of shit? I'm talking crazy now. But I swear to God, whenever I see a girl I want to bang, Athalia is the one that comes to mind. I expect the chick to, like, open her mouth and sound like Athalia, you know? Say the same stuff. It's almost like I can feel her in there. I can feel her, and she's looking at you, and she's sizing us up. And I just, man, I go to fucking pieces. I see a girl, any random hot girl, and I just start thinking about Athalia. It could be Mother Teresa, it could be Susie on the street, and it just happens. I can automatically, it's like hallucinate that woman talking that same sexy shit, man, about forcing me to cream my pants and stuff. About ruining us with a bad PE habit and making us completely useless to women. I don't know. Maybe she's some kind of mystic. like, can teleport and stuff. Or maybe, you know, she's just filled me with so much of her shit that I'm finally starting to crack. But I'm telling you, guy, it's like she lives in me now. And she's not leaving. I can practically hear her whispering about priming me to pop. About me coming on my own terms, you know, when it feels good to me. What has she done to me, man? Has she, found a way to trigger me using any chick I'm interested in? I just can't stop myself from coming to them, because as soon as I see them, I hear her. Thalia, she has this thing she does. It gets to me every time. It's when she builds up my excitement by reminding me of how good it feels to have a PE. When she does that, it's easy for me to pay attention to the pressure that's building in your cock. You know, when she says that, that's when I send the signal to your spine to do the chill thing. That little shiver that we like. I tell you, I end up sending that same signal for shivers whenever I see a great rack on a chick, man. It's the same shit, same end result. We're gonna come. I just fucking know it, and I can't stop it. I can't help myself. As soon as I see a hot chick on the street, I'm sending those same signals. I'm talking all kinds of shit. To your spine, to your brain, to your dick, to your balls. Until they get overloaded with all that energy and force a big one out of you. One that feels so good, you can't even fucking stand it. Can't believe you survived it. I know it can get messy and weird for you, you know, especially out in public. But I just get so excited, man. I just feel like it's her voice, her face, her influence that's following us around everywhere. And even though it sounds crazy, man, I gotta say, I sort of fucking love it. I feel her all around. So getting turned on by other chicks feels the same as when I'm getting turned on by her. Her voice just starts playing in me, no matter where we are. Before I know it, man, I'm sending that signal for you to come before anyone can stop me. If I'm being honest, when I really think about it, I know this is what she wants, you know. This is what she's been driving at this whole time. Tricking us. Coercing us. This is what she wants, man. I can feel it. She did something. And now, I can't walk around outside without getting the same level of horny that she makes me feel when it's time to pee. I used to have trouble. It used to be hard to send the signals, you know, just from seeing a chick with a nice body. It's like some kind of block I just couldn't get around. But now, that shit's in the past, man. Athalia has taken over. She's infecting me and pushing my boundaries. I know. Some might say those boundaries were there for a reason. I'm sure some idiot feminist will tell me that you just can't come to women's bodies without their consent, because that's not what women's bodies were made for, but, I mean, whatever. Athalia's taking care of all that shit. And my boundaries have been fucking bulldozed. I don't know, guy, it just kind of feels right, you know? I swear, that chick is following us everywhere. It's like some fucking Whitney Houston shit, man. She's every woman.